Okay, we're going to finish some payoff 81A. So since Tani Mitzrayim Kratani Kvarasan that Yaakov Avinu made Yosef swear that I should carry him down from Mitzrayim and bury me in their tomb. Why did Yaakov go to such great lengths to be buried in Eretz Yisrael? Yaakov called him, to who? Yaakov is wherever Jacob is Jacob wherever he is, the way he translates it. Mahu Minke, what is he lacking if he's buried somewhere else? Rabbi Lazar Omar, Dvarim Begav, there's a hidden issue, I don't know what it is. Same thing, the Gemara repeats. Abchanina Omar, Dvarim Begav, Rabbi Shua Omar, Belevi Omar, Dvarim Begav. So they all seem to not know what this is some kind of secret. Mahu Dvarim Begav, what's the hidden issue? Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omar. As halach lefnei Hashem baratzus hachayim, we'll walk before Hashem in the land of the living. So it seems that David HaMelech is talking about an Eretz Yisrael. Halay ein aratzus hachayim ela tzur v'chavruseha. The land of the living could be places like Tyre and its neighboring towns, Kisron v'chavruseha, Caesarea and its neighboring towns, because that's where it's especially enjoyable because it's a metropolitan area. All your needs are available over there. Taman Zula, Taman Sova, there it's inexpensive and yours in abundance. It's like, you know, those countries, the best places in the world, that they have these internet and stories about all the time. You know, what's the best country to live in? They find the place with the smallest amount of taxes and the lowest cost of living. So that seems to be the Gemara is asking the same question here. Why is saying Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz Achaim? There are other places which are much better. So the mila of living in Eretz Yisrael or being buried in Eretz Yisrael is where the people who's dead will be resurrected first in the Messianic era. So we mentioned this before. So you see over here that Tchias HaMesim happens in the time of Mashiach. Umatam, so what's the source that the Tchias HaMesim will start in Eretz Yisrael? Because it says, Noisei Neshama La'om Alecha. He gives the soul to the people upon it in Eretz Yisrael. So where's this Pasek? There's a Pasek 11, there's a Pasek in Yeshaya 42:5. Elamiyato. The great rabbis who are buried in the diaspora will have lost out. They will not be resurrected. That can't be. Hashem is going to create tunnels. They'll roll forward like leather flasks. Then they reach Eretz Yisrael. Then their souls return to them. Yaakov did not want to subject himself to this rolling stuff through tunnels. So that's why he wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, to avoid the rolling stuff. So, we've heard this many times. I'm sure you've heard this thing about the rolling. So now you know where it comes from. So Yerushalmi in Klayim on 81A. So that's a pretty amazing thing. Moving right along. Umatam, what's the source? In other words, how do you know from a pasuk that there's going to be this rolling? Ve'vesi eschem el admas Yisrael. Let's see, where's this? It's in Yecheskel 37:12-14. That I'm opening your graves, raising you up from the graves, my people, and I will bring you to the soil of Israel. And I will place my spirit into you, and you will come to life. And I will set you upon your soil. First, Hashem will bring the deceased to Eretz Yisrael, and only afterwards, he'll place the spirit in them and bring them to life. Okay, so it's first says v'hevesi eschem, and then it says v'nasati ruchi b'chem. So that's a pasuk in Yecheskel that indicates that there's this traveling that has to take place. It's hard to understand how a mace that doesn't really know what's going on with its body, you know, or whatever. I guess it knows something, right? The Gemara has taught those buried within the land of Israel will be merited to be resurrected. Now we have a question. Rechi Yashal Reb Chalboi, Chalboi Yashal Reb Ami, Rimi Yashal Reb Lazar, the Istamri, Reb Chadin Yashal Reb Yishuman Levi. So all these people are asking different people who are, you know, higher and higher in terms of being closer to Tanon. Afilu Kigon Yerovim Ben Nevot. Even Yerovim Nevot is also a chaver. They're also going to be have a resurrection. Amalei, Gofer Sremel, Sreifa Kolar. So there's a certain amount of Sreifa that took place in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara then explains, Amar Brechia Ma. What does it mean? Hain Sha'alahon, this one asked that one. Hain Sha'alahon, this one asked another one. La Shaminim in a clump, we haven't learned anything from it. The Gemara says, my Chedon, what's indeed the resolution? What does the conflagration of Eretz Yisrael have to do with the possible resurrection of the wicked people like Yerovam and Nevot? The Gemara says, Kim Shasafah Eretz Yisrael, there was this burning of the ground at the time. Nasma Midas HaDin, so there was a Midas HaDin already executed against them, and now they deserve to have Chiyas HaMesim. Tani B'Shem Yehuda, Shem HaShanim Asos Eretz Yisrael Nesrefes, that 7 years Eretz Yisrael was burning, Adad Nuxiv, Higber Bris L'Rabim Shavua Echad, he will impose the terms of covenant against the prominent ones for a period of 7 years. The Pasuk, where is that Pasuk? That's a Pasuk in Daniel 9:27. So, there's something to do here with I don't know whether they burnt it for 7 years. They burned it for 7 years. They burned Eretz Yisrael. So during that time, the question is, Kusim Shabbat Mahayuasim, how'd they get food during that 7 year period if there was all burning? So the Gemara says, now we're on the base, pay off on the base. The Gemara says, Matlius, Hasin Isrefus. It was burned in patches. So the whole thing wasn't burned at once. There were some parts which still produced food. So he says over here in footnote 2, this is a passage in Yirmiyah 26. The background is Yirmiyah had to prophesize terrible calamities for Yerushalayim and its inhabitants. Hashchor, who was chief official in the temple, heard his words. He was so displeased with the message, he struck Yirmiyah and imprisoned him. The next day, Pashchor released Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah again further prophecies of doom and added the following pasuk, that you, Pashchor, and all who dwell in your house will go into captivity. You will come to Babylonia and you will die, and there you will die, and there you will be buried. So this thing about Shom, Thomas, or Shom Tikover sounds like this is a double curse. Rabba Barzmina, I'm Rab Chabad, Rab Chomer Bar Chanina, Chad Amar Mei Shom V'Nikmar Shom. He was going to die and be buried there. Yesh B'Yadu Shtayim, he has two curses. Mei Shom V'Nikmar Kan, if he dies there and he's buried here in Eretz Yisrael. Yesh B'Yadu Yachas, then he has one curse. Chad Amar, the other one says, in the second case where he dies in Chutz La'aretz and comes and buried in Eretz Yisrael, then there's no curse at all, because the burial that occurs in this place will atone for the dying that occurs in that place. So therefore, that won't be a problem. Interesting machlaikas. Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, Rig loye de bar Nosha arvase. This is a Gemara in the Bavli as well. The person's own sfida is guarantors. The mikmah say, call Han to whom mispah. That will take him wherever he's needed when it's his time to go. Siv. V'yam Hashem, v'yifata es achav, v'ya'al v'yipol peromis gilad. Who will entice achav to go up and fall to romis gilad? V'yomis v'sok beisav v'lo tamon. Why is it necessary? Let him die within his house and not over there. Rather, sometimes it's a divine will that a person should end up in a specific place. So now the Gemara brings a famous story. Al-Kharaf Achiyah train is Kvar Tri the Shlomo. You had these two people who were the secretaries of Shlomo Melech. Chama Melech Moisom was talking behind Shlomo Melech noticed that Melech HaMavis was gazing at them. Chak Bashino is baring his teeth. Amar Mila, so for their protection, he uttered a word. Yahavon Bachalala, he placed them in the empty space above the earth. Somehow or other, by saying Hashem Hashem, he put them in outer space. I don't know. Also, Vanasvain and Tamut. So the angel of death went up and took their lives from there. Also, Kaim Leib Gachu Kivle. So the angel of death returned. He was laughing at opposite Shlomo Melech Amalei. So Shlomo said to him, Hayishaita Havesa Icharak Mashinach. That moment, a little bit earlier, you were baring your teeth in wrath. Now you're laughing at us. What's going on over here? Amalei, Amali Rachmana, the Rebbe Shalom said to me, in other words, it must be sometimes the Rebbe Shalom gives specific directions for the Melech HaMavis how he has to kill someone. The Yinsav Le'eli Choref Achiyam Chalala. They have to be taken from the empty space above the earth. It's the only way you can kill them. Mamaris, I said to myself, who's going to do me a favor of putting them where I have been sent to take them from? And he put it in your heart, in your mind. In other words, he put the idea in your head so I could fulfill my mission. So Shlomo went ahead and dealt with them from there. That means he was involved in their burial. Or he moved them from the empty space. He said, I guess another Shem Hashem undid the spell and brought them back to earth in the dead state. Train Bray, another case, two sons, the Rebbe Yeruvim Bar Istrovlis, Talmidai the Rebbe, two sons of Rebbe Yeruvim Bar Istrovlis, who were the students of Rebbe. Chamalacha, the Maisam Istakbahim Bukhar Kushina, he sees the same thing, baring his teeth. Va'amar, Niglinun Lidarim, well, let's exile them to the south. Shemaha Gos Machaparis, maybe the exile itself will atone for them. They'll escape the death. So they went south. Also, Vanasim and Tamans, that's what the Melech HaMavis went over there. Again, it's another example of the. Raglo Shul Adam is even an Arvinlay to take him where he needs to go to end his life. Okay. Now we're going back to the original topic. Ula, Nachaisa have Idmach Tamut. So Ula, the descender, he calls him. Ula was dying there outside of Eretz Yisrael. He's called a descender, it says in footnote 11, because he was in the habit of descending to Babylonia, where he would repeat Torah teachings of the sages in Eretz Yisrael. On one of these trips to the diaspora, he realized he had reached the end of his life and he would die there. A lot of people have been asking me, did the people in Babylon know the words of the Yerushalmi? And I think that is a resounding yes. Of course they had constant traffic over there. I don't know if they knew everything, but there certainly were people who were traveling there on a constant basis, teaching, giving over the teachings of Torah, Eretz Yisrael to the Babylonians, and they in turn decided what they would accept, what they wouldn't accept. It seems clear, that's why we call him Ula Nuchusa. So he was over there, and he started crying, because he realized he's going to have to die in Chutz La'aretz, Shrei Bachi, he started crying. So they said to him, Amrinle, they said to him, Malach Bachi, why are you crying? Anan Maskin Lach Da'ar D'Yisrael, we'll take it, Eretz Yisrael, don't worry, you'll be buried there. I'm aligned. So he said to them, very simple, what benefit do I have to lose my pearl within a contaminated land? His pearl is his nefshama. There's no comparison between someone who relinquishes his life in the embrace of his mother to the embrace of a foreign woman. So in 12, it's very moving over here. It says, Eretz Yisrael is to a soul as a mother is to her child. And Eretz Yisrael that has the gateway to heaven is located. When a person dies there, the soul descends directly to its proper place. This is not the case for someone who dies in the diaspora. Although he's buried in Eretz Yisrael, he may gain the benefit of atonement and nevertheless experience a certain discomfort when his soul cannot descend directly to its place. So this is all Dvarim Begav, like we said earlier. But it's a very Meridika mushal over here. That is, no comparison between someone who relinquishes his life in the embrace of his mother. Okay, Rav Meir have in Mechlei Ba'asyas. Now, here we have another fascinating idea here, that Rav Meir is dying in Asia. Apparently, he was making multiple trips to Asia for whatever reason. Amar, Emorin Livnei Arad Yisrael. So Rav Meir said to those who were surrounding him, go tell the residents of Yisrael, this is your great one who passed away. So assist in bringing him to Eretz Yisrael for burial. Afilu kein omalai. Nevertheless, Rav Meir said to them later, Yavi arsi al geif yamo. They should place my bier upon the shore of the sea. Now, what does this mean? It says over here, Chaim Kineski has an unbelievable shot over here. He says that Rav Meir directed the residents of Asia to place his casket on the water at the shore. The casket would float to Eretz Yisrael on its own. And indeed, this is what took place. And the residents of Eretz Yisrael then buried Rav Meir in Tiberias. This is an unbelievable story. Ever heard this before? Okay. So that's the story of Rav Meir in Asia. That assumes that you can get from Asia to Eretz Yisrael via the water. The Gemara proves it. As the Pasuk says, Ki Yuayam, Dechzev Ki Yuayam Yisod V'al Nahar Shechoneneho, for he has founded it, as he, the Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu, has founded Eretz Yisrael upon seas and established it upon rivers. So, in a certain sense, Eretz Yisrael is water-based. The Gemara says, Shiva Yamim Sovim Eretz Yisrael. There's these seven seas surrounding Eretz Yisrael, which, very difficult to say what the seven seas are. But I think that there's been obvious water changes, and there's been a lot of drought. Some of these lakes don't even exist anymore. Whatever it is, we'll just read it for the sake of reading it. Yam Araba is a great sea. Could be the Mediterranean. Yam de Tiberia, the Sea of Tiberias, which is, of course, the Yam Kinneret. Yam de Samchu, the Sea of Samchu. Yam de Milcha, the Sea of Salt. Yam de Chulta, the Sea of Chulta. Yam de Shilias, Yam de Apamia. These are all different seas or lakes, whatever they are. The Gemara asked, there's another sea, Vahayika Yam de Chamatz. What about the eighth sea? The Gemara answers, that's not a sea because the Klintionos Hikvah Naharis Vaso, it was an artificial one, so they didn't count it because he gathered rivers together and formed it artificially. In other words, this is how you form an artificial lake. You take an area where a spring is running, you create a dam, and then the spring just fills up the lake. Well, it says like this, referring to the Be'er Shal Miriam, that it's seen from the surface of the Yishimon, so if you go up to climb the top of Mount Yishimon, and you look out, and you see what looks like a sieve-like shape in the sea of Tiberias, that is actually the well of Miriam. Sha'aruna Rabbanim. The rabbis evaluated the well's position. Chimachavna Kokovel Tara Mitzi Oyo Dechnishta Atikta Desiginu. Desirungin. It's precisely opposite the middle gate of the old synagogue of Sirungin. And in the footnote, it says an unbelievable thing. It says here that the references to an area south of Tiberias that is called Sirungia to this very day. The Horbet Sirgona is a Tiberian tourist site. Never heard of it. Anyway, maybe one day we'll take a trip. The Gemara returns to the topic of who died in the diaspora, brought to Eretz Yisrael for burial. Rabbi Bar Kirya, Rabbi Lazar, have a metalim be estrutin. So here we have these two Amorim who are taking a walk. And wrote while writing Shahiyu Boin Chutzlars to Aris, they see that the people are sending up caskets from Chutzlars to Eretz Yisrael. So one says a derogatory statement to the other. Rabbi Bar Kirya says to Rabbi Lazar, "Mahu ilu elu? What they accomplished by doing this?" And he kari aleim. I could refer to this pasuk to them, which is very critical of this practice. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyah Perak Bey's pasuk Zion. It says, "V'nachalasi samtem l'toy eva b'chayechem." You rendered my heritage an abomination in your lifetime because you didn't come here. And then you came after your death and you were metami the land. So this is clearly the shita of the Rosh Yeshiva of Ruderman. He didn't hold, and Rabbi Yaakov Netzky. There are many gedolim who didn't hold from this practice of going to Eretz Yisrael for kvura because they felt it was a violation of this pasuk. Amalei, so Rabbi Lazar says to him, "I don't agree with you. That there's a certain kapara to being buried in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's not so bad. Shouldn't be critical." And with this, I'll stop. I'm going to stop with this at the Mishnah here on Pei Beis. Have a wonderful day.